Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
It's Friday, August 27th, the year is 2021. And the Surgeon General of the United States has gone on TV four times in the last week that I've personally seen and said natural immunity is not good and will not protect you from COVID-19 if you've already had it. Despite the fact that we have a new Israeli study out. This ends the debate. Israeli study shows natural immunity 13 times more effective than so-called vaccines at stopping Delta, which is supposedly the most virulent variant. But we already know that. So what does it mean to have the Surgeon General in his little admiral outfit up there lying to us like this? What does that signify? It signifies that he's at war with us and at war with the truth. And if you try to disagree with him, big tech that spies on you and surveils you will come in and censor you. It's just unbelievable. In fact, everybody knows natural immunity is better than normal inoculation immunity. But normal inoculation technology works. It's got side effects. It's got problems. It can be contaminated. They've got liability protection. There's been a lot of major damages throughout history the last 100 years. A lot of secret experimentation through vaccines, including lethal testing of syphilis on poor people. So why do they do that? Because they're at war with us. Now, when planets align, this is what happens. I was studying last night after the family went to bed and going back and looking at old patents. Because Bill Gates and Fauci did massive animal testing on these current vaccines that aren't vaccines. That's why they didn't want public animal testing when they tried to get approval, because they'd already secretly done the testing under other names to make sure it was a deadly bioweapon, the vaccine, the so-called vaccine, the injection. And so I came in here this morning ready to cover this topic, and it was in my stack already. And I thought, this is strange. I didn't send this to the producers, these patents and documents and articles. And then about 30 minutes ago, I'm walking down the hall, getting myself a glass of orange LaCroix. And Harrison Smith's on the wall live. We got TVs on all the place talking about what I was about to cover. And I said, hey, I'm about to cover that. Well, why is he covering it? And they said, no, it's Harrison put that in your stack today. So this is meant to be covered. He'll be with us at the bottom of the hour. He just finished doing American Journal. He'll be in studio with us. And what am I talking about? And again, I'm a guy that can handle myself. I'm a pretty smooth operator when it comes to being calm under pressure. But last night at about midnight, I literally had an anxiety attack. And was just out under the stars in the backyard crying, not sobbing, just crying, saying, God, what do I do to protect my family? My God, because we have the plan here. What they did with the chickens is what they're doing to us. They knew when they gave chickens a cold virus vaccine that it created super viruses that killed 100% of the chickens. And then that's what they're doing. And by the time they take the third round with the booster, that's what happened with the chickens. It creates variants that kill 95% of the chickens. They kept giving them shots, so it got up to 100% of the chickens. You give people four or five boosters, it's 100% death rate. And what's crazy is we're going to watch everybody take the shots. We're going to watch everybody die. I mean, this is even PBS reporting this. So just at this point, we're going under judgment. And if we let them do this to us, we deserve it. But, you know, our children don't, though. They didn't ask for this, and they haven't come of age yet, and they haven't committed all the sins we've committed. And so we have to protect our children. But That's coming up. And then there's the even just as big a news that just freaks me completely out. And that's the suppression of ivermectin that's now 100% confirmed to be a miracle drug.
The purpose of fear is to call us into action. And there is plenty to be afraid of today. Half the population has lined up for an untested, deadly, and debilitating experimental injection because they were told to be afraid of an invisible asymptomatic disease. The perpetrators of all this have clearly stated their goal of having 80% of the population hooked up to an artificial intelligence hive mind in less than 9 years. For those of us who have awoken from the spell, we know this is all really happening, and it's unbelievably unsettling to see. But there is only two things to do. We continue sounding the alarm because it's a numbers game. If enough people awaken from the cult spell, then we win. But even when we win, and we eventually will, the days of convenience are soon coming to an end. And so we must prepare. Get up to a year's worth of storable foods, water filtration, survival gear, seeds, shortwave radios, and life-saving knowledge at InfoWarsStore.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, we have a lot of really incredible news out of Afghanistan, a lot of unbelievable economic news here domestically. We have a lot of social news with General Milley teaming up with the left to promote transgenderism in the military. We have Ashley Babbitt Chiller bragging about how he's a hero on TV and how he saved countless lives shooting a 5'2" unarmed woman. And Ashley Babbitt's widower did a great job last night on Tucker Carlson. Will be joining us from work today for about 10 minutes at the start of the next hour to respond to this rubbing it in our faces, the execution of his wife. But before we do all of that, let me just tell you something. The people running things are depopulating us on purpose, and there's no doubt about that. And even more evidence is coming to focus now on three massive fronts. And one of those is a huge area of science dealing with the fact that they gave anti-cold virus, anti-coronavirus, anti-bird flu virus vaccines the last 20 years to poultry farms around the world. And it created a super virus that kills 100% of the birds, but first it grows metastasized cancers throughout all its lymph nodes. And by the third round of shots, 95% of the chickens are killed by the super virus that these so-called vaccines give rise to. And it turns out Bill Gates specifically tested all this and knew all this. And that's why he got animal trials skipped, because they had already done animal trials under other names with basically the exact same injections. And we covered this a year and a half ago off all the patents on poultry for geese and turkeys and chickens and the rest of it. But it turns out it's all hiding in plain view. And now they're saying, oh, we've got to have a vaccine to counter the spike protein of the vaccine. But once you take that, you're colonized by the final vaccine that's not a vaccine and have to keep taking it for life, or the tumors consume your body. Now I want you to understand something. I'm not just saying that. Overhead shot, please. I've got a stack of articles here from 2015. This was a big scandal. This chicken vaccine makes its virus more dangerous. PBS. Marek's disease in chickens causes symptoms and prevention. They admit it's caused by a vaccine. Marek's disease in chickens. Leaky vaccines enhance spread of deadlier chicken viruses. National Geographic. And I got a boil down synopsis, and I got studies on the diseases. Marek's disease right here. big journal of biology, U.S. government reports, all right there. That's coming up bottom of the hour with Harrison Smith, who's doing a great job breaking it down. But this is only one facet of what they're doing. Now, it gets worse. This all ties together. Researchers ready lab-grown COVID-19 Delta variant for human trials. We're going to tie that together. This is the exact same path they followed with the chickens. And by the fourth or fifth round of injections, the body is completely taken over and colonized by the virus, and the body becomes a collection of tumors. But then they have another vaccine that they give the chicken that makes them basically an undead chicken. Their heart beats and things, but they are now a colonized creature. When they give them this final fifth or sixth shot, depending on how they do it, depending on the variants, the chicken now becomes a living tumor. Now, the Japanese just found what we already knew. The mRNA vaccines are loaded with liquid metal, liquid magnets. The Japanese have probably the best medicine in the world, if not the second or third best. You know, they're smart people. They have high IQs, and they have very good medicine, and they are not as easy to buy off as we are when it comes to things like that. They'll follow orders corporately and stuff, but when it comes to medicine, they're not known to follow orders. And their top scientists have come out, the head of their main medical board in Tokyo, and said that, A, we gave ivermectin to everybody, 100% cure rates. It stops the prion from dividing. And they said, we tested, of course, they don't trust now, so they electron microscoped the Merck shots, and they found that it is basically liquid, some type of liquid metal that's magnetized. This is not a mistake. This is war, ladies and gentlemen. Now, remember, if you turn on the nightly news or the late night comics or the Young Turks, they're like, ah, ha, ha, these idiots are taking horse medicine. Well, yeah, horses take ivermectin. I worked for a large animal vet several years back in high school, and sometimes you'd go out there and take care of the horses. They'd pay you to deworm them, and you just jammed the plastic syringe in the corner of their mouth. It wasn't a needle. It was just like a same thing you'd put like putty in the corners of windows with, but it was ivermectin. You'd squirt it in its mouth, and then the horse would get rid of any worms or parasites that. But ivermectin for humans has a bunch of uses as well. But they found very early on that it's been good for antiviral stuff as well. And in Africa, the Japanese found that every African country that hands out ivermectin twice a year and tells people to take it has basically no COVID deaths. This is on national Japanese television, by the way. And that in the African countries that didn't hand out ivermectin, they have giant deaths. Now, imagine, these are real medical doctors. But, oh, the Young Turks, they laugh at us. So, you know, oh, the Surgeon General, he laughs and says, natural immunity is not good. It doesn't help you. That's like saying you don't need water in the desert. Cars don't need gasoline. 18-wheelers don't need diesel. And engines don't need oil. And plants don't need water. Okay, all right. This is their criminal will against us, their disdain for us at that level. So we've seen the Delta variant, or whatever you want to call this, synthetic garbage, whatever it is, race through Austin, race through businesses, race through here, and people that would go home sick without seeing a doctor or even going to see the doctor, they say, there's nothing for you. If you get bad enough, we'll put you on a breathing machine. And within 6-7 hours of taking ivermectin, everybody turned the corner and got better, including my parents and so many other people. Just like instant. Take the ivermectin 3-4 hours later. It's like, wow, what just happened? And not from an animal supply store. Got it from a medical doctor. Cost $10. And that's the reality. People I know that said they felt like they were hit by a truck. And so this is coming off of the vaccinated. This is the sloughing. This is the shedding. And I have the medical studies on that today. So here's the huge stories. Israeli study Natural immunity to Delta or regular COVID, 13 times better if it's natural, but they want you to take a shot that ruins that immunity and makes you super sick. They just want you to ignore science. And then these so-called vaccines aren't vaccines and don't work and lower your immunity and then begin to create these syndromes that they've seen not just in chickens, but in other animals as well, that they give them an inoculation supposedly to stop the common cold. It turns out the common cold is part of our body and part of how we communicate with other creatures and how we share information. So we're creating an autoimmune response to ourselves. And now humans are getting Merrick's disease. And you've got them lying and suppressing that, and then you've got them suppressing the natural immunity, and then you've got them suppressing that damn right. They've had Italian and Mexican doctors confirm that there is liquid metal in these shots, and now the Japanese have confirmed it. The Japanese government just rejected it and said, what the hell is this? This is full of some kind of weird metal. What are you pushing on us?
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
More than 30 years since the Japanese invented it again, ivermectin. This is longer than that. They've learned that if you give it to people in viral areas, it just knocks out viral infections. It stops the dividing. Just like zinc does, just like hydroxychloroquine. And I know, listeners, you've all known this for 18, 19 months, thanks to Dr. Zelenko and many others. But now you see the full court press all over the news, saying, how dare these crazy people go on Amazon or wherever they go and get the horse ivermectin, which works great, by the way. It's on record. It's the same stuff you get from the doctor. It's just in pill form. Oh, the vitamin C isn't going to help you. The vitamin D isn't going to help you. The zinc isn't going to help you. No, no, no. Just wait till you can't breathe, and then go to the hospital, and we'll put a tube down your throat and blow your lungs out and kill your ass. I know people personally, they wouldn't give any drugs or help at the hospital, and they went home and got on ivermectin and got on Robdu and got better very quickly. Happened to my parents. Go to a regular doctor, we have no help for you. Get on the phone with a well-known Texas doctor, I'll soon have on air, calls the prescriptions within hours. My dad went from looking like he was going to die to being up walking around. The next day, he'd had chairs delivered a week before. He had to put together for his pool. He was outside putting them together better. I thought he was going to die when I went over there. He didn't tell me he'd been sick for a week. And usually you're sick, you just lay in bed and drink water. Not with this stuff. Because it keeps replicating. Because it's synthetic. And so think about these murdering criminals when you see the Surgeon General. That's a person who has your good faith, who's supposedly the doctor of America, working for Fauci and Bill Gates, lying to you and saying ivermectin is bad, don't take it, and saying natural immunity is no good. Well, you want to play the clip again? You've seen it. Again, that's like saying you don't need water in the desert, or you don't need a life jacket if you're thrown out in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean. I mean, this is criminal behavior, not just negligence, but deliberately hurting people. And it's because they represent the globalists and we are at war. You know, Laura Ingraham and Tucker Carlson are the only national talk show host on TV that have talked about Operation Lockstep or the globalists, their whole program. We're going to play a clip of that in a moment. But I'm going to start where I started again yesterday. If we don't admit we're in a war, if we don't admit the globalists are enemy, if we don't admit they fully captured the Democratic Party, if we don't admit they control almost all the national news, and if we don't admit that they're literally out to get us, we don't have any hope. This is a premeditated plan. The head doctor in Tokyo says he's talked to thousands of doctors that have treated tens of thousands of people with a 100% cure rate with ivermectin, and those that don't have it die. And then I personally have seen it with my own family, and then I sit there and watch that evil Surgeon General tell me natural immunity doesn't exist and ivermectin's no good. That's like saying, don't give that baby mother's milk. Babies don't need food. Put it in a crib, close the door, go on a vacation for a week. You come back, the baby's dead. It's that level of lying. Don't you give that baby milk. Lock that baby in the closet. you'd say, you're a crazy person, you're a criminal. But, oh, it's a guy in an admiral outfit, so it must be okay. What type of freak show, Twilight Zone world do we wake up in? Well, these are globalists. These are enemies of the country. They're at war with us. And you keep wondering why they keep attacking. You keep wondering why they keep lying. Psaki came out and said, cue that up for next segment. Remember, she came out 2 days ago and said, oh, we've got a plandemic. We're running a plandemic. Because that's what they call it behind the scenes. It's funny to them. It's their pretext for total martial law. It's their pretext for total societal control at every level. They just announced in Australia, oh, we're never going to end the lockdown. Turns out there'll always be COVID, so you'll always be locked down. Don't look at the sunset. Don't talk to your neighbors. You know, I told my mother last night, I went and saw her. I told her they're on TV saying, don't look at the sunset, don't talk to your neighbors. She said, come on, they're not saying that. And I showed her Australia. I mean, folks, this is cult programming, and they know exactly what they're doing. You understand that they need to have multiple viruses, multiple vaccines, multiple systems injected, and they want you in a ritual to come back over and over again, and when you get the third round of shots, it absolutely boosts the level of mutations in you that you then release on the general public, just like they do in poultry populations, and that's coming up next segment. So I just go back to how big this is. The Japanese government, here's the articles, breaking update, foreign material containing in Japanese Moderna jabs, a substance that reacts to magnets. It could be metal. That was yesterday. Now they've come out and said it is metal. Japan suspects contamination of Moderna vaccines is metallic, reacts to magnets. Government officials told the Nikkei, this is like the government saying this. And here's the Japanese government saying, 100% of our patients cure with ivermectin, and then they show the African statistics as well, by country by country. Now, there's basically no deaths if you have ivermectin preemptively, and massive deaths if you don't have it. But don't you try to share this on Facebook or Twitter or Google or YouTube, because you'll get blocked, because these groups are eugenicist, murdering, transhumanist, committed to pure evil, to suppress knowledge, to suppress medical doctors, to carry out their bio attack. And that's why they're all over the news. Now they have TV PSAs. I saw one on Twitter saying, you're not a cow, you're not a horse, are you? Then what are you doing taking ivermectin? Don't you do that. Oh, gee golly, you're not a horse, you're not a cow. Talking to you like, oh, conspiracy theories, or they're crazier. They wear tinfoil hats. Yeah, all those medical doctors around the world, all those scientists, yeah, they're real crazy. Those African governments telling their people take it. And imagine being signed onto this for a few thousand dollars. That's what they pay the average influencer. We're going to go to break and come back with great details and the specifics drilling down in to how they're wounding us with these injections and what their master plan is. That's coming up. Please don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, only way we stay on air is your support. Boost your immune system today and more with Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. That's Vitamin Mineral Fusion, InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back on the other side. Also, you can find all the high-quality storable food ready to ship right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Humanity is the main stakeholder on this planet. But the big corporations for 100 years have told us that humans are bad and evil and a pestilence on the earth, so that we begin to believe we're bad and we'll turn off our life force and let the eugenics-based globalists take control of the planet. If you go to Klaus Schwab, the head of the Davos Group's own Wikipedia page, he brags on there about how they're capturing democracy and taking over governments worldwide to set up a corporate dictatorship under the UN. They admit all of this. They plan the lockdowns. They release the viruses. They think you're stupid. And their plan is to slowly cut off the resources so they can dictate total social control over you and your lives. That's how I was able to predict everything they did decades before they executed it, word for word, with total precision, because they have a detailed battle plan. We cover it live weekdays, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at InfoWars.com/show. Tell everybody to tune in now and warn the world.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Solution to this problem. There is no political solution to this problem. have no excuse. You have to get off your ass. You have to take action. We have to learn to stand up for ourselves.
We had to learn to stand up for ourselves. That was Chris Sky in Canada. He got arrested right after that speech and then released with another fake warrant. This is a scientific...
Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
This is a scientific takeover that's taking place. And people have to recognize what it is and say no to it. Submitting to it will kill you deader than a hammer. Now, I'm going to restart the transmission here in a few minutes because I got a lot of news to cover and a lot to go over here with Harrison Smith here on the Alex Jones Show. But speaking, again, to the spirit of what Chris Sky was saying up in Canada a few days ago, here is Greg Reese's report on getting ready and getting prepared now, and people now understand this. It's causing a giant awakening. That's good, but we need leadership in government to realize this is 21st century warfare. This is a globalist takeover. And that's the only way to stop it is fully admitting that it is completely warlike and predatory and exterminist. It does not just want to conquer us to take us over. It wants to conquer us to kill us. Here it is.
Tyranny, like hell, is not easily conquered. Yet we have this consolation with us, that the harder the conflict, the more glorious the triumph. These words, written by Thomas Paine, about the American crisis nearly 250 years ago, are now felt more deeply than ever by so many of us, all over the world. And thank God, because humanity needs us all more than ever. Tyranny is having its final act, and if we don't stand against it, then all that is good shall be lost. Things are very different than they were back in 1776. We have become domesticated, soft, and weak. But the harder the conflict, the more glorious the triumph. The world we are saying goodbye to, what pop culture has been calling normal, was not all that great. It was overblown consumerism, fueled by greedy corruption and lies. What comes next, our new normal, is going to ultimately be decided by the people. We know exactly what will happen if we do nothing. The brainwashed, compliant masses will accept the lie that their natural immune system is insufficient. They will accept the entire transhumanist nightmare trap. And it all begins with the vaccine passport. The vaccine passport is the ultimate offer of tyranny. If we accept it, then it's all over. They are the CCP's social credit score, but worse. You will be required to have your body penetrated with whatever so-called vaccine, booster shot, or whatever your government decides to inject inside of you. And if you refuse, then you won't be allowed to buy food. And you won't be allowed to travel.
If you don't want to get vaccinated, that's your choice. But don't think you can get on a plane or a train besides vaccinated people and put them at risk.
Because the vaccine passport will be linked to everything. This is all happening right now. But the harder the conflict, the more glorious the triumph. And what could be more glorious than all of awakened humanity standing up once and for all against the tyranny that threatens our very existence? Australia is rising up against the tyrannical lockdowns. France is rising up. More and more people joining every day. Because individual freedom ends with the vaccine passport. There is no one coming to save us, which is how it should be. Independence cannot be bestowed. Their only weapon against us is mental. They make us feel small, hopeless, and afraid to domesticate us to their will. They encourage disease over good health. Tyranny, like hell, is not easily conquered. But we know how to defeat them. Fear no man and have faith. Do not mourn the lost days of a sick and diseased normalcy. Celebrate it. Be present. Be healthy. Be joyful. Enjoy the sunset. Hug your loved ones. Love each other. And rise up together against tyranny so that our children will know freedom. For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
All right, very important report. With us 15 minutes the next hour ahead of Ashley Babbitt's widower joining us to talk about the celebration her killer's been having on TV and what a hero he is. How about rubbing it in? Is Harrison Smith? We're going to break here in a few minutes, but this really is a declared war against humanity. We have all the pieces. We have the facts. We have them suppressing treatments. We have them pushing poisons on us. And we have Merrick's disease, which we now see similar things happening to humans, and scientists warning this was coming. So this is a very formulaic plan. And then under Merrick's disease, the chickens must have a final vaccine or they will all die. And then the government or the controller of the chickens has complete control over their lives.
It's really sick. And strangely enough, this was an anonymous post on a message board. I don't know who wrote it, but it sounded interesting to me, so I started looking into it. Turns out everything that they said was true. So, of course, I had to send it to you immediately because this, when you look at Merrick's disease and the path that that disease took in relation to the vaccines that were so-called leaky or allowed transmission but didn't allow them to show any evidence of the vaccine or any evidence of the virus, like no symptoms, massively dangerous. It really is everything coming together to explain exactly what's going on here. And frankly, it's very worrying because just as you said, it basically gets to a point where you have to get the vaccine. And if you don't get the vaccine, you really will die because it basically just makes the virus more and more virulent, more and more dangerous. So the more you vaccinate, the more dangerous it gets. And it's almost a feedback loop that ends just in total death. And
there's a final vaccine for the super virus that kills 100% of whatever animal has been through this, whether it be chickens, humans, it doesn't matter. But then you still have it. And so it colonizes you and you become one big tumor.
Right.
I was reading it.
Yeah. Oh, it's disgusting. It's insane.
So, wow, folks, no wonder everybody gets these shots and grows tumors everywhere. That's what they're designed to do. Thank you, Bill Gates. You're such a sweet person.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
On this Friday edition, this is not an X-Files show. This is not fiction. This is the real world, and this information can save the country and the planet. As soon as I saw this information, I was already researching it, and I'm really glad that Harrison Smith, riding shotgun with us here on the Alex Jones Show today, gave me this, and then he was covering it this morning on American Journal, that he hosts 8 a.m. to 11 a.m., so I was watching it. And I remember, again, 16, 17, 18 months ago, covering all the Bill Gates and Fauci testing and all the amount of vaccines, quote, for poultry, particularly chickens, and how they had the problems giving them these vaccines, that it would create a super vaccine that killed 100% of the chickens. So they would then give them another super vaccine that would block that but never got rid of the virus. It's called a leaky vaccine.
Right.
Where you're a harbinger and hold it, and the whole body, the nerves expand, tumors grow everywhere. And now I guess the FDA just a few weeks ago, that's why this is in the news, said, oh, the U.S. can sell people chicken that's like 80% tumors. And so that's what this is now. They're supposed to kill all the chickens that have it, but they don't. And so that's their plan. Colonize us, take us over, because they're giving us basically the same shots. So it's huge. Tell us about Merrick's disease, because that's a key answer here about what they're doing to us.
Yeah, it's a blueprint. And just like you said, it's not fiction. It's also not speculation. I mean, this actually happened. This isn't, I have all the scientific articles that you could ever need. So this is what actually happened. And here, I'll just read this this anonymous post. I would love to credit whoever this is, but I looked into all of this, and it seems to be exactly true.
Sure, it's the anonymous post that pointed you at NPR and Associated Press and
exactly.
PBS and National Geographic and all the science. Go ahead.
Yeah, exactly. And the NIH, I'll show you the studies and everything. But this post really ties in exactly how dangerous this truly is. So he says, if the vaccine works as they say, which means it reduces symptoms but does not prevent transmission, then what you're looking at is the exact same scenario as Merrick's disease in chickens. This vaccine for poultry reduces symptoms but does not prevent infection or transmission, has promoted the evolution of a hyper-deadly strain. Now all chickens must be vaccinated against this strain or they will die if they're infected, and infected they will be. Mortality of chickens infected with Merrick's disease is quite low. Decades after the first vaccine was introduced, current strains of Merrick virus cause lymphoma formation on throughout the chicken's body, and mortality rates have reached 100% in unvaccinated chickens. The Merrick's disease vaccine is a leaky vaccine, which means only the symptoms of the disease are prevented. And that's the key there, because we know that the CDC came out with a renewed mask mandate specifically because they had to admit that the vaccines did not stop transmission. Originally, they came out and they said the vaccine, it stopped stops transmission. It stops symptoms. It stops everything. It's great. And then they had.
And now they say, no, you're colonized by it.
And they say, you actually have more in you if you are vaccinated. You don't have any symptoms, but you actually have a higher rate of viral load within you. And I have the stories here.
Which we predicted a year and a half ago. This is all pre-planned.
Right. Because this vaccine, being an mRNA vaccine, is totally unique and totally unlike previous vaccines. And I'll explain again from NationalGeographic.com, where they explain that perfectly. But first, you've got CDC report shows that vaccinated people can spread COVID-19. Remember that actor guy got all mad because he was like, I got the vaccine and now I'm a super spreader? And this is what that was about.
It turns out you spread it more now.
Right. They had to admit it. The newly released report shows the vaccinating people can still be super spreaders. Drove the recent decision by the CDC to once again recommend masks for vaccinated people indoors where case counts are high, etc. The viral load of vaccinated people with breakthrough cases is the same as in unvaccinated people, the CDC said Friday. This was July 30th. Of course, every week we're getting new updates where we learn that, hey, maybe things aren't quite as good as we think. And NPR says it as well. Vaccinated people with breakthrough infections can spread the Delta variant.
And now they admit this a week later, they're actually worse.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, 250 times or percent sometimes. So going to National Geographic, the story about Marek's disease. They say Marek's is caused by a highly contagious virus related to the one that causes herpes in humans. Remember, we've seen weird things with herpes.
People getting herpes and shingles and take the shots.
Yeah, so a lot of sort of similarities here. It causes paralysis and cancer. In the 1970s, new vaccines brought the disease under control, but Marek didn't go gently into that good night. Within 10 years, it started evolving into more virulent strains, which now trigger more severe cancers and afflict chickens at earlier ages. Andrew Reed from the Pennsylvania State University thinks the vaccines were responsible. The Marek's vaccine is imperfect or leaky. That is, it protects chickens from developing disease, but doesn't stop them from becoming infected or from spreading the virus. Inadvertently, it made it easier for the more virulent strains to survive, which literally sounds to me exactly like how they describe the CDC vaccine. And they point out that previously this was not a problem with human vaccines. They say where vaccination fosters the evolution of more virulent disease, this does not apply to most human vaccines. Those against mumps, measles, rubella, and smallpox are perfect. That is, they protect against the disease and they stop people from transmitting the respective virus. Now, of course, this was an article from a long time ago before they had to start covering up for the current vaccine. But they admit here that the previous vaccines against things like mumps and rubella and that were perfect. They stopped transmission and they stopped infection.
This is 2015. And, of course, they're not really perfect. They're contaminated with cancer viruses.
Well, right.
Most polio is caused by the vaccines. But if you thought the old vaccines were bad, this is light years worse. Likely vaccine-enhanced spread of deadlier chicken viruses. That is National Geographic. Again, we have right here for you Marek's disease in chickens from a major university report.
Yep, totally well documented.
Here's PBS. This chicken vaccine makes its virus more dangerous. Marek's disease in chickens. And then the person online making the point. You read about all this. And again, it goes back to the testing. That's why they skipped the animal testing, because they'd already done it under the name of other vaccines, but very similar. So they knew what it was going to do.
Right.
That's why they didn't want any testing.
And there's actually a clip that's been making the rounds recently of Dr. Fauci early on in the coronavirus outbreak, where he's saying, well, we have to be very careful with the vaccines because you can have ADE, which is antibody
enhancement.
Yeah, exactly. So that's sort of another aspect of this, and he says, but this usually comes out in the animal testing. Well, very convenient. We didn't do animal testing this time, so it didn't come out.
So obviously the big plan is get as many people sick as they can. They know those types of people won't admit they've been set up and used, Stockholm Syndrome. Give them even more shots, use them to release even more variants, more deaths, and blame those of us that aren't injected as causing the mass death, and then create a total hysterical stampede towards checkpoints, authoritarianism, medical IDs, and the arrest and locking up of those that won't take the shots in the name of protecting the population, which you already see happening in Spain and Australia and Canada, which is the beta test for us.
Right. It's practically inevitable. I mean, you have enough of these people taking the vaccine, not showing symptoms of the virus, but still harboring the virus and transmitting the virus. You are going to inevitably have mutations that are going to get worse. I mean, even yesterday, CNN had the headline that was like, It's COVID is worse than it's ever been. It was worse than this time last year, and we didn't have the vaccine last year. And it's like, all right, so you have a virus, you invent a vaccine, and the virus gets worse. Something is not connecting.
And all the scientists we had on warned, prestigious ones, virologists, the former head of Merck, said this will cause super strains,
right?
Just like they did with the Marek's disease and chickens. I remember them saying this back at the time.
Right.
And so we covered this a year and a half ago about the chickens.
Right.
And so here it is now back full swing, actually happening. And what happens by the time they give them a third or fourth shot, that's when you get the rise of these viruses that basically kill everybody.
Well,
then they will have a vaccine for that, and then you better damn well take it. So see how they're walking us towards this trap?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's almost inevitable. Like, I don't even know if it's too late already because, right now you can not take the vaccine and you have a 99.whatever% chance of survival. COVID virus, especially for young and healthy people, not as dangerous as many, many other diseases, but after a year or two or three or four where this has been going through the population and getting stronger and stronger, totally, actually being empowered by the vaccine.
And then that's all the science. And then the Young Turks lady goes, we're going to have lockdowns again because of Alex Jones. We're going to never be open because he wouldn't take the shot. The variant grew in him. She said this. No, lady, all the science is it grew in you, dumbass.
Yeah.
It grew in you.
Yeah, no, of course. It's almost baffling the way that they've got.
But she won't wake up until she's 100% tumors and kept alive like an undead creature by the final vaccine.
Even then, she'll still blame you. That'll be your fault.
And I'm not against that poor woman. I mean, she doesn't read all this science, obviously, or she's paid off. I mean, it's all right here. Well, let me ask you this. We'll come back and cover this. Well, we're going to go to break, but Japan has recalled the U.S. vaccines, saying they found metal in it. Ivermectin, they say 100% cure. Why is it being covered up? This is all so hardcore. We're going to go to break. We're going to come back. Please keep us on air. Get a book. Get a film. Get a T-shirt. Get a copy of Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. Get a Save the Frog shirt. InfoWarsStore.com. Get storable foods. High quality. Ready to ship. A lot of folks are ordering storable food right now. They see how crazy the world is. Get it while you can. Get it before the supply chains break down. InfoWarsStore.com. High quality storable food. Ready to ship right now. And the Vitamineral Fusion, sold out for months. All the essential vitamins, all the essential minerals with key amino acids are great for children, adults, especially old people. Higher absorption rate because it liquefies when you mix it, obviously, with water. Get that. We have Living Defense back in stock. We have X2. We have Pollen Block back in stock. All 33 to 50% off and activated charcoal toothpaste and mouthwash back in stock. 33% off and it funds the InfoWar. Get it while you still can at InfoWars Store. One word, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. The news they don't want you to know is straight ahead.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.